Please enjoy this Buzz on Biz podcast. You can hear the Buzz on Biz radio show weekdays from noon to 1 on News Talk Sports 1630 WRDW. Streaming online at WRDWAM.com.
And we turn to the phone where we find Cedric Dixon. Cedric works for the Ellefson Transportation Group. They join us on Friday afternoons. You can find out more on the website ADSIUnited.com. Cedric, thanks for being on the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
What do you do there at Ellefson?
Well, sort of some of everything. I'm primarily the warehouse supervisor. Been with the group about 20 years.
Good for you.
I oversee the in and out of the document storage and the shredding program.
How'd you get started working for them? How'd that come about?
Well, it kind of started back when I was in high school with the moving side of their business, and then I kind of left for a while, and after I graduated high school, I left for a while, and then I actually ended up coming back because construction wasn't working out for me too well, and I started back on the moving side of it all, and sort of Brian sort of adopted me into his document program, and that's just kind of where I've been ever since.
No, good
and,
for
and,
you.
And have enjoyed it.
Good for you. Good for you. Talk a little bit about the document storage program. We've had the folks on there talking about moving, and I don't want to say this is kind of a new business for them, but it relatively new. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, what we do is we provide a service for the customer to a place to store their documents, securely, kind of take the pressure off of them of having to find a place to put it.
Mm.
And we provide where they can come in, they can call us and we can deliver the files to them or deliver a box to them, or you just kind of make things convenient for the customer, because it can be a hassle to have, boxes stored all over your office somewhere, and we just kind of take that hassle out of everything for the customer.
You have any idea, can you put any kind of number on how much paper you've got in there, Cedric?
Right now, I think we have about 300,000 boxes in our facility at this point.
How do you categorize? How do you put a box away? How does that work in that industry?
Well, what happens is when the customer calls and have us come out and pick up a document, whether it's a document or whether it's some boxes or something, the women in the office create what they call a work order, and we go out and we barcode things. And we work off of barcoded system, and it's been a really great system that we got. I was so happy when Brian got that. and it's my best friend. It makes my job really easy. Once things are brought in, it's really in a barcoded system, and we'll barcode it, and it has a position in the warehouse, and we'll assign it to that position. And once it's barcoded, it kind of treats the box like a social security number for the box or document. And once we pull that barcode up, we can always tell who did it, when it was pulled, who pulled it, when the last time it went out, and, whether the customer still has it, and that's very convenient for the customer, because sometimes they'll call for something and they actually have it. And we can say, well, you have it, that's how we really kind of keep track of things is through this barcoded system that we have. And it's a really great system.
We're talking with Cedric Dixon from the Ellefson Transportation Group. Website is ADSIUnited.com. I'm afraid to hear the answer to this question, Cedric. How did you do it before the barcodes?
Well, it was...
alphabetical?
Numbers.
Numbers. Oh, okay.
Yeah, four is the way we have the Brian design the warehouse. It's actually relatively easy the way he designed it, and going off of his design where everything was had its own location. Where before we had the barcoding system, the box had to actually go to the position that it was assigned to and return back to that position. Okay. Well, now with the barcoded system, all we have to do now is scan it to any position, and the barcode will tell us where it's at.
Doesn't really.
But before then, it was still the same, relatively the same thing, but more on a manual basis.
It doesn't really have to be in a particular place because the barcode finds it.
At this point, now the barcode will tell you where what you did with it, where you put it.
Now,
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm going to guess, Cedric. Correct me if I'm wrong. That's why we invented the show. Under the old system, if somebody came in and asked for a particular box, you may not know exactly where that box was, but you had an idea as to where in the warehouse it was.
Well, if everyone followed protocol, you know, and that's just being honest, you would know exactly where it's at. But the system, the way it was designed, you couldn't get too far off. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it really wasn't that hard to find something, if needed be. The system was set up pretty good. Now, it also was a computer-based system, but it was more like a DOS system.
Yeah.
Where, you know, everything was manually put in. If the customer called for the box, you know, the work order was created, we'll create a out card, stick it in that position where the box or either the chart was, and then we'll return it back to there and then return the card back in, you know.
Yeah,
sort of like the library.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've mentioned a couple of times folks coming to get boxes. Does it happen often? I'm sure you've got boxes in there that nobody's ever come to get.
They have some boxes in there that I've never touched. I've seen them, but I've never touched them. And most of the time, we deliver and pick up. But we do have some customers that utilize the option to come and pick them up. But yes, sir, there are some boxes in there that we just don't touch, and just because of the retention time, the customer has to keep them. And some of those boxes are actually still there with the old barcode in the original position that they come into.
Do you? I assume you don't. It's up to the client. It's up to the customer to tell you, you know what, we don't need that anymore. Do you guys get rid of it?
Yes, on the unit. Yes, with their authorization. The way our system is designed, when the customer does an inventory, they'll put the retention time in, and then when the ladies input that into the system, everything about that box, even up to the retention time, is there. So we'll go in, and every year we'll generate a list for the customer and say, all right, you have X amount of boxes that are up for construction this year, and here's your list of boxes that you send us that has this, that's, the retention time is up. And at that point, the customer will go through that list and say, okay, yes, 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 yes. And then they'll return that back to the ladies, and then they'll at that point generate a work order for us, the warehouse guys, to go out and retrieve these boxes and then destroy them.
Before I let you go, Cedric, do you pay for this? You know, is the service you guys provide, do you pay for it on the amount of boxes or the amount of space you take up?
The amount of space that it takes up. And there's a minimum up to a certain amount of, you know, footage. And then it goes from there.
You sound like you love what you do.
Man, I do. I mean, it's been a wonderful journey, you know. I've ran across a lot of interesting people in the Augusta area and surrounding, but because of what we do and our clientele, and I just enjoy what I do. I really do.
Well, good for you.
It's really been a good experience.
Good for you. He is Cedric Dixon from the Ellefson Transportation Group. Cedric's in charge of all the document storage. Again, it's ADSIUnited.com. It's just one of the aspects of the group. Cedric, thank you for taking the time to do this. Have a great weekend. Have a great 4th of July. You're off, aren't you, on the 4th, aren't you, Cedric?
Yes, sir, I am.
Good for you.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, good for you. Thanks, Cedric.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.